Welcome to the Heights Sermon Series Podcast, where each week you'll hear a new message that'll help you with your life shaped by the Word.
You having a good morning so far? Well, good morning of worship. It's been great. And I just checking my phone. Nothing crazy going on in the world. No big pandemic, nothing like that. It's kind of a little nervous over here. I've kind of been weighing that guilt that I've had for the last 4 years has been terrible. But seeing that everything is good, we had a nice quiet week for the most part, especially globally, we're ready to go. And Randy is saying, you know what, let's go ahead, double or nothing. Let's send him up there twice and see what happens. Gosh, this is the culmination. This is the culmination of a series that started on Easter, started with the cross and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And in these last 4 weeks, including this one, is what do we do with what we saw on the cross over here? And you know what? We've had the scriptures. We've had Matthew 28:19, where it says, go into all the world and make disciples. We've had Acts 1:8. Where it's talked about, hey, once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will have power to be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We even looked at Matthew and during the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus said, mate, go and do your good deeds. Let people see them so that you may glorify me, glorify my Father in heaven. All these things. But I was thinking as we've, and a lot of us have even memorized those, even John 3:16, we have it. But the part where we've got to go is having this head knowledge, right? What does James 1:22 say? Be doers of the word and not hearers only. We can't hear these things, say, yeah, and do nothing about it. And so last week and really a lot of today is what do we do with what we've heard? Well, how do we put this into action? I wanted to cover the last aspect of missions. I had two last week and had one today. This is talking about partnerships and how important partnerships overseas and locally are to us. Partnerships are based on relationship, trust, and a common purpose and goal. And so when we talk about having partnerships, that's what we're looking at. A lot of times when we have a partnership, there's a resources and expertise, something that they have that we don't have to have as a church, so we could partner with them. I had talked to Randy. He's got an office and he's got a study. And I said, you know what? We could turn one of those into like a jail cell and we could, the incarcerated over here. But he's like, no. We partner with Prison Fellowship. We don't have to do that. Or a youth room, turning that into a place for a rehab facility. No, we don't have to have that. We have The Fix and we have Regenesis. These are great places that we can go. We don't have to own all of this stuff. We can just partner with them. And I was thinking, and I had this revelation. You prepare the lesson, but then you have this revelation like sitting on the front row. And I'm thinking, who would be our greatest partner? And I'm thinking, who would be? I'm thinking about all the different folks, and I'm thinking, you know what? Our greatest partnership is with Jesus, because partnerships are based on relationship, trust, and a common purpose and goal. And so Jesus is our partner, our perfect partner, our greatest partner. Now there are different levels of partnership that we have. I call it concentric circles of partnership. We're going to have those on the screen here. And they say a picture's worth 1,000 words, hopefully 2,000. And slow me down a little bit. But listen, we partner with people and concentric circles of partnership. The first level is kind of the outside. This is humanitarian. This is what we do because we're just good citizens over here. We partner with the Red Cross to give blood. We may have an event here at the church. We have some food left over and somebody will run it down to, you know, fire at EMS. These are just one and dones. We're doing this because, hey, we're in the community. We want to do things that are good. The next are shared values. Now, I've got a couple of these. We partner with the pregnancy center because of what they're doing with unplanned pregnancies and what's happening with young ladies that are going through that. We partner with the Gideons to get the scriptures out. But we have a shared value that carries us and it helps us to go a little bit deeper. And then the last one is strategic strategic partnership with Aligned Goals and Theology. These are places that we go deep in. These are folks that are going in. They're sharing the gospel. They're baptizing. We're coming along with theological education. A strategic partner is really two ways. There are things that we get and helps with the strategy of missions and teaching and things like that. And then there's things that we can do that we come in and jump in beside them. And so the strategy becomes we're a part of their strategy and they're a part of our strategy. And so I wanted you to hear from I got a video coming up with four of our partners, three of them are overseas and one is local, just to kind of hear from them on the strategic partnerships.
Well, good morning from Zimbabwe. I'm Jeff, and this is my wife, Tammy, and what a privilege it is to get to be in church with you today. I believe that it's almost been 10 years now since we've been partnering with the Heights in mission work. And I'll never forget the very first time I met Wes and Jerry when they came on an exploratory trip. Wes was explaining how your philosophy of missions is a little different than most. That what you do is you've got a church with all kinds of resources. And then he started naming off things like, we've got builders, we've got accountants, we've got nurses, we've got doctors, we've got pastors, we've got teachers, and on he went. And part of me was thinking when he was explaining, well, what would you need a whole bunch of those for out on the mission field? But oh my goodness, what a blessing it's been as we've experienced that. It's not just where you would come into a seminar. Having partners like you, I know, and I have picked up the phone several times, called Dale and discussed problems we were having on our worship team. And he was able to give great advice, even resources like a book called The Heart of the Artist, which completely changed the whole dynamic of our worship ministry here. So what a gift and what a blessing. And gosh, I can't believe it, but already this week you have a whole team coming back here to do a leadership seminar. Once again, this is something that's never happened here in this community. It's actually where we're going to have over 80 different churches represented, and they're going to hear teachings on how to better lead their people.
Well, and also, along with that, you're also sending a team here to help us to repair two roundovals. A roundoval is an African living quarter. And so now what we're going to be able to do is have eight more people be able to stay on our property when they come and help us minister into the local villages.
So when Wes gave me his laundry list of all the people that you have there that are available to help, I'd say that we've darn well used a whole lot of them. So anyway, God bless you all, and can't wait to see a whole bunch of you this week. See you soon.
Hey, good morning, Heights family. My name is Michael Moore. I have the privilege of serving as the pastor at Beacon Hill Church in Hopewell, Virginia. And I just want to take a moment and thank you for your partnership in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've been partnering together for about a year now, and it has been such a blessing, man, to get to know people at the Heights Baptist Church, serve alongside from projects that we have going on here in the well, to helping us go on mission trips to Kensington, to right here in some of the stuff that you've got going on in the church. It is about building the kingdom, and we're excited and we are thankful, and I just cannot wait for what God is going to do in the future. So thank you again, and we look forward to partnering more in the coming year.
Hello, brothers and sisters from the Heights Church. On behalf of Chosen Children Ministry staff here in Nicaragua, we send you greetings and blessings. We always thank the Lord for you guys because of your friendship, because of your partnership in the kingdom of God. It's been so many years we have been serving shoulder to shoulder together in the service of the Lord, and for that we are very, very grateful. The truth is that it would be impossible without the church going, without the church being mobilized, without the church being obedient to the Great Commission. And you guys have been an example of obedience, of endurance, of friendship and partnership. And for that, we are very, very grateful. It's amazing to look back and see how many communities we have been able to serve together, how many relationships we have built together. And now it's really easier to talk to people that you have seen in previous years and tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. That's one of the great things that I see from building up these relationships over the years. As a ministry, we are thankful to the Lord for you guys, because God has blessed this ministry with your service here in Nicaragua. Our prayer is for God to continue to bless you, for God to continue to use you for His honor and for His glory. God bless.
Hey there, church family at the Heights. This is Todd. I am actually in eastern Ukraine in the city of Kharkiv. Kharkiv, which has recently been really undergoing a lot of Russian Federation attacks. And so we're out here supporting our partner here at the Gospel Life Church, Evangelia Zhytia, which is a church that we, since the war started, we've been coming out here and partnering with. And then we go with them all along the Eastern Front, along the villages, along the front lines there, and partner with churches all along those areas that when we go and we help them out, they're behind following up. And so this idea of partnership is just critical to the work that we do here in Ukraine, whether it's here in Kharkiv, down in Kherson, Zaporizhia, all of these areas here as we just now encountered another air raid siren. So I'm going to finish this quickly. Partnership that started in Ukraine some 14 years ago, back in 2010, where we took that first mission trip across here. And then we continued that year after year, building upon that partnership in central Ukraine, working with the church there. We came over in 2018. We continued to build upon those relationships and develop the partnerships now across all of Ukraine. So whether it's Bulawayo, Africa, in Nicaragua, or here in Ukraine, partnerships are critical to the Heights and the mission that we have to develop the gospel around this globe. And what a critical time in the history of this earth. And I'm so thankful that we get to be a part of it. Thank you for how you contribute to all the things that we're doing here, all the things that are going on down in Nicaragua, all the things that are happening in Bulawayo and other parts as we continue to look to develop these partnerships. I'm so thankful for the leadership of the Heights and how they have put these things all together. God bless you all, and praise the Lord.
Wow. I tell you what, you saw about a 5-minute video. That is close to 40 years of us partnering with them. When you add up their years, 40 years of relationships, and it's crucial. It's crucial. It is what really helps us to get and go places and do things that we could never go on our own. Last week after I spoke, I got a text from one of my sons, and it just said CTA. What is this? So I was like, CTA, does anybody know what CTA is? It's call to action. He was like, oh, like in sales, you would say close the sale, right? If you were preaching, you would say respond to the invitation. And when we talk about missions, we talk about what we're doing. It's a call to action. Today is a call to action. We've kind of been building up, and Randy has said from the very beginning, hey, listen, weeks 3 and 4 is going to be an opportunity for you to go, and what are you going to do with this? There's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of options that you have. There's a lot of options that you have with Love 804 in your neighborhoods, if you're working with one of our partners, if you're going on a mission trip. And so what do you do? Well, you pray about it. You pray, say, God, what would you have me to do? And you're like, well, how do I know when things have been successful, when I've done what God's wanted me to do? And it's like, in God's economy, the measure of success is obedience. And it may be the only measure of success is obedience. And so what that is for each one of us, you know, that's going to be up between you and God. But this is really the culmination of, okay, what do I do with what I've heard? There's so many things that we've covered over the last 4 weeks that sitting and doing nothing really isn't an option. And we looked on Easter at the cross. The cross, if you heard and you saw Jesus died, was buried, and resurrected for you, it demands a response. Either yes, I believe it, or rejection. But it demands a response. There's no middle ground when it comes to the gospel. We look at the words of Jesus. When Jesus said, go and make disciples, be my witness, what do you do with that? He's talking to the church. He's talking to every believer. Go and make disciples. And we look at the people around us. You know, Randy talked about, you know, love. It's loving our neighbors. It's loving those around us. It's love those. Everything demands a response over here. And you know what? We've made it easy. I've made this short, and we've made this easy for you to, you know, to do something, right? Yeah, we've brought our partners in here. We've got team leaders out there, and really the whole everything was set up for this moment. The last 4 weeks have been set up for this moment.
Yep. Thank you, Wes. You know, Wes and I were talking last fall, and yeah. I don't know why I'd noticed this, but I was looking at a list of one of our trips, I think going to Nicaragua, and boy, we've got some incredibly faithful people that are doing all of these things, but I've noticed it's kind of the same people over and over, and I said, man, we gotta infuse some new folks into the army. We gotta keep building the army, and that's really what April was all about. It's been a while since we've done something like this, but it's kind of reintroducing to you. And for many of you, maybe even you're hearing and seeing this for the very first time, but getting this out in front of you, who and what we are as a church. Jesus said to go, and we want to be a church that's on the go. You know, that when he says go into all the world, that the translation of that word is as you're going. We're getting ready to pray for a team that is getting on a plane and going somewhere on the other side of the world. And that's what it feels like you're doing if you're doing Matthew 28. You got to get on a plane and go somewhere. And I'm not going to contradict, because you said last week, your first step in God's will is get a passport. So being ready to go. But Jesus' idea is not just getting on a plane. It's as you go, as you live this week. If that is where you live every week, or you're getting on a plane and going somewhere, or something in between, we're to be about the business of loving people and sharing the gospel with them and using whatever means we can to do that. So we're very close to ending the service, but not finishing the service. The service is going to conclude out there in the concourse. We have the partners you've seen on the screen today. We have a number of other partners out there. And boy, we're just really encouraging you. Just kind of walk up and down the concourse. Just look at what's on each desk. Ask a few questions. So the service is not over. Do you understand? So we've got cameras all along the ceiling, and we're going to be videoing people who are going to their cars before 10:15. And so we'll capture you, and we'll send a partner to your house. And then you'll sign up with them that way. And so, hey, listen, nobody's obligated to sign up. But we do want you to become aware of what your church is, what your church is doing, how to pray for them, knowing maybe what you're giving to or how you support. And you might just find out there somewhere, hey, that's something I have a kind of a burden for, a passion for. That's something I want to be involved with. So I hope you'll take time to do that. In this month of talking about going, as Jeff and Tammy just said, as Wes just alluded to, there's 14 of us going to Zimbabwe this afternoon. I get to be one of those. I'm pretty excited about it. We're doing a wide range of things. As Jeff referred to, we're going to be doing a leadership conference. 80 churches, 350 people are going to be there for that. So we're real excited about that opportunity. We're doing some construction and a really exciting opportunity. Zimbabwe is in a very severe drought. I heard on the national news here, they're anticipating about 3 million people being severely affected with starvation. And the International Mission Board, a part of Southern Baptist Life, a part of what we give to, has an arm and ministry that's called Send Relief. We have an in-nation Send Relief, and we have an international Send Relief. And Jeff was encouraged to apply to that. He did, and the
International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention is going to be providing 4 deliveries of food. And guess when the first one is? When we're there. And we're going to be delivering 400 parcels. I have no idea what a parcel is.
I don't either.
I don't know if you eat a parcel, cook a parcel. I don't know what you do with a parcel. But apparently a parcel will feed a family. I feed them for a day, a week, a month. I'm not entirely sure. But that's going to be a part when we're out in the villages. We're going to be delivering food to 400 families. You know, when you talk about a drought, they just came out of their rainy season. They came out of the rainy season in a severe drought, and now they're looking at, I mean, historically, they won't get a drop of rain until November or December. So it's a real significant issue over there. So that's a lot of what we're going to be doing. I think we get a safari on the last day. Is that right?
It is.
On the last day we're there, we go on a, we'll see a giraffe. And so we're real excited about that, but we certainly want you to be praying for us. I can see we got a number of people in here that are on that. Would you stand up if you're going to Zimbabwe with us over here? Yeah. And Ramona, right, wave your hand. See the lady over here waving her hand? A lot of times she's in the choir too. Ramona was actually with the International Mission Board for many years. And why Jeff and Bulawayo Baptist are not Southern Baptist, you did a lot of your work in Zimbabwe through Bulawayo Baptist and there with Jeff and some of the other ministries out there that we partner with. Ramona, you're the one who encouraged Jeff to apply for Send Relief so that we could be a part of delivering this food. So let's have a word of prayer and then we'll get you out there, okay? Let's pray. Father, we come before you and Lord, we want to be, boy, as Wes just said, one word, we want to be obedient. Whether that's crossing the street or crossing the ocean. God, you left us with a great commission. You left us with a great command. Go into all the world. There's no place you stop. There's no place you don't go. Go into all the world and make disciples. Lord, I hope we're doing a lot of right and good things here at the Heights. But this, Lord, above all, I pray when you see this church family, you see us trusting you. You see us as a family. You see us as individuals giving over our skills, our abilities, our resources, our time to go across the street and to go across the ocean. Lord, I pray you're going to take these next few moments out in the concourse and you'll take the signatures, you'll take the conversations, you'll take the interest, and I pray you'll multiply it many times over. Lord, I pray you'll take this trip. Lord, you know what we have planned. You know what we've been working and preparing. And Lord, again, I pray that you would take our ideas, our plans, our work, and you would multiply that so far beyond what we would have ever even have thought to pray for. I pray that this trip will be a part of advancing your glory, will be a part of advancing your kingdom. Lord, I pray that starts in my own heart and life. I pray that as I'm on this trip, I pray that as we do all of these things, that God, your glory and your kingdom is advancing in my life, in our lives. Lord, I pray for safety. I pray for health. I pray for your favor with travel officials, governing officials. I pray for your favor in the places that we'll be ministering. Lord, I pray you will be exalted. I pray that we will enhance and multiply what Bulawayo Baptist has an opportunity to do there in Bulawayo and out in the villages outside of the city. God, would you multiply that many times over? We pray it's going to result in people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. We pray it's going to result in believers being strengthened and encouraged and themselves going. I pray that we will minister to people that will go and make disciples. Lord, I pray you are pleased with this trip. I pray you are pleased with what is about to happen in our concourse. And we ask your blessing on it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, 12 minutes. Would you give 12 minutes to go out there, just look around at some of those tables and ask some questions? Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, Dale, would you bring me that red bag right there? If you're a guest with us today, we want to thank you for being here. And we'd like to know that you were here. Maybe this is your first time. Maybe you've been coming for months. If you'd like to let us know that you were here, we've got a gift for you. It's got a journal in it. It's got a lot of information about our church. And the best part, it's got cookies. It's actually, mine has one cookie in it. I think you can get more than one. I'm not making any promises. But if you'll go to our Next Step desk right in the center, right above it, it says Next Steps. Let them know that you're visiting with us today or you've been visiting for a while, and they'll give you one of these. Maybe today you're listening to what's going on and you're thinking, I'd like to know more about the Jesus they're serving. I'd like to know more about becoming a member at this church or following the Lord in baptism. Any of those kinds of questions, go to that Next Step desk and they'll help you. God bless y'all. You have a great week.